T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, guys. Wow. Last day of the week. It's been a trying week. We got through it, thank God.
It's a lot this week.
But it was hard. This was a tough one. This really was.
Horrific.
You know what it is? Let me say this. In closing, just let me say this. Here's what we're trying to say to America, and this is what we've been trying to say to America. Now, it's not working, but this is what we've been attempting to say. That the way we are treated is unjust. It's unfair. It's unethical. Our patience is done. We have no more patience. These people are protesting across the nation. They're angry at what they've seen, of what they repeatedly have to see over and over and over again. And it keeps reoccurring to the same type of people, black men, over and over and over. And it happens to black women over and over and over. We can't do anything. We can't go to the store. We can't play our music. We can't talk on our phones. We can't walk in our grandmama's backyard. We can't go to the store to get Skittles and iced tea. We can't do anything, man. We can't sell cigarettes. We can't get pulled over for a traffic violation. You know, none of these things that I'm announcing to you are felonies. But we get sentenced to death for the simplest of things. And it keeps happening. And I just got to tell you, I'm not going to get off of this. We need everybody who is sick and tired of seeing this happen to black people over and over and over and over to stand with us. See, if you don't stand with us, man, this thing ain't gonna happen. We need peer pressure to stop this. These are white people in the police department who repeatedly perpetrate these crimes, or these vigilantes who take matters into their own hands, as they did the case with the young Aubrey guy, as the same thing that George Zimmerman did. Who gives them the right to do this? Well, if there's no pressure, no consequences, nothing that costs you when you make these types of judgments, then they're gonna keep on doing them. And then the police department, let me say this, because the majority of police officers are good officers, but we got enough bad ones out here to give them all a bad rap. You know how that works? I got news for you, it's been happening to us. The majority of black people are beautiful, wonderful, law-abiding people. But we got a couple of bad ones in it, and guess what? We pay for that. But we keep paying for slavery. We're not slaves anymore. We're not your property. You don't own us. We are perfectly fine people, whether you want to acknowledge that or not. We just done got tired. We done got sick and tired. And what we want is we want those of you who are tired with us to join with us to stop this hate against a group This is unethical what they do to us. And you know it. If you are a Southern Christian, white evangelical, and you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you believe in that Bible, where you at when we out here marching? Where you at? Where the Christian community at? The white Christian community, because all I see is black ministers out there. Where are the white evangelicals who love the Lord? Where you at? Because this is against the human race. Well, you're supposed to be able to go to church for comfort. But y'all got different church? Are black people allowed at your church? Or are you just the white evangelicals? See, I'm calling you out. The Jewish Defense League should help us with this because this is a hate crime. The gay community should help us with this because this is a hate crime. The Arab community should help us with this because this is a hate crime. Do you understand that if we allow hate to exist and we don't fight it at all levels, it's going to spread back over to you sooner or later? Jewish people are going to always have to deal with this. Gay people are always going to have to deal with this. White, black people are going to always have to deal with this if we don't start helping one another when it comes to this. We need well-meaning white people to get involved with the problem that keep happening to black people. And you know it ain't right. Because I tell you what, if it was happening to you, I bet you wouldn't be handling it this way. I bet if your sons were being murdered at the same rate as our sons, you wouldn't be handling it this. Matter of fact, you bet not kill one white person. You bet not. Let a police officer kill one white person unjustly and see what happened. But you can keep killing black people and nobody's upset. And Peter went and got a dog from a lady who, they didn't even mention the injustice, what she was doing to the black dude. The calling him out, the fake phone call, the racist attempt. No mention of the black dude. But that damn dog, though, they went and got that dog. Because they are for the ethical treatment of animals. Well, Peter, you ought to add an A on it. If Peter was for people for the ethical treatment of African Americans, we might get somewhere. That's all I'm trying to say, man. Have a great weekend, everybody.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.